Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for mixed precipitation changing to all rain today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 39. Winds out of the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for rain becoming mixed precipitation. Lows level off around 27. About an inch of snow tomorrow. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. A Kansas woman is going to prison for a teen's deadly overdose death on February 10th. 48-year-old Trina L. Golden was sentenced to 186 months for distribution of drugs causing death and 9 months each for two counts for use of a communication facility during a drug felony. The victim was 19-year-old Madeline Miller, who died of an overdose in July of 2020 at her home in Overland Park. More industrial expansion is on its way to Salina with an anticipated addition of 100 jobs at a new Amazon facility. The Salina Airport Authority announced Amazon's purchase of 20 acres to build an approximate 90,000 square foot distribution facility in the 1800 block of West Waterwell Road. The Salina Airport Authority said the new facility will serve as a critical component of Amazon's regional logistics network. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
The Tyson Food Plant in Emporia is set to close today. Janine McKenna, Chamber's CEO, says 200 employees were offered jobs at other Tyson locations. However, she says there has not been an uptick in homes for sale, and many of those former employees have chosen to go back to school or they have taken higher-paying jobs within Emporia with the help of local organizations hosting job fairs. Stacey Rogers, a small business owner from Wichita, has announced her candidacy for governor of Kansas that would make her the first female Republican to seek the position. In her February 13th press release, she emphasized her commitment to constitutional freedoms and addressing key state issues through strong leadership and unity. She plans to spend her campaign educating and rallying the community, highlighting that every Kansan knows they matter and that their ideas can shape a brighter future. For more information, visit StacyRogersForKS.com. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state lawmakers officially advanced a proposal as of earlier this week to help new mothers and newborns across the state after birth through postpartum at-home nurse visitations. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, Legislative Bill 22 would expand on the Nebraska Prenatal Plus program that was enacted back in 2024 that does provide multiple supports for at-risk, low-income families for, quote, healthy moms and healthy babies. They say the bill would help expand the existing program known as the Family Connects that includes health coverage for head-to-toe health assessment for babies, the postpartum health assessment for the mother, breastfeeding support, along with education and guidance about the relevant topics and needs, and assistance with connecting to a medical home or scheduling routine care visits. According to the Dungan and Family Connects leads, they say it has led to a 480% return on every dollar spent on the program. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
2025 is the year to come out to Midwest Kia if you dare to compare. We're so confident that you'll love the product, love the pricing, and love the simple and transparent purchase process that we're putting our money where our mouth is. This year, give Midwest Kia a chance to dazzle you. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Found a better fit elsewhere? We're going to pay you $100 just for giving us a chance. It's a win-win all month long at Midwest Kia. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Dare to Compare. Just another way to say,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
$100 payment paid to customers who have been presented a deal in store and provided a signed purchase agreement from competing dealer up to 30 days after store visit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Awards will be presented at the annual Soil Conservation Banquet in Washington Saturday evening. They include Martin and Janet Fritchie of Hanover with the Range Management Award, Royce and Deanna Cauley and Jim and Gina Cauley of Lynn with the Soil Conservation Award. Government offices, including city, county, state, and federal, will be closed Monday, February 17th in observance of President's Day. Marshall County Commissioners will meet Tuesday, February 18th. Marshall County Sheriff's Office reports of a scam where texts are being received from Pastor Philip Miller at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville asking for donations, Apple cards, and other payments to give women dealing with cancer or needing medical assistance. Pastor Miller or Mount Calvary are not soliciting funds in this manner. Any such text or contact should be disregarded. If you need further assistance, contact the Marshall County Sheriff's Office. Marysville native Kendra Wecker, who went on from MHS to star in women's basketball at Kansas State University, was in attendance at the recent KSU game in Stillwater, Oklahoma, with announcement of a $3 million pledge to support the women's basketball program at her college alma mater. Wecker is an Oklahoma resident now. Her LinkedIn account lists a post with Allegiant Energy Production and Automation Services. Washington County Economic Development Director Ryan Kern has established a weekly job board to assist Washington County businesses looking for help. He will be our public affairs guest this weekend on KNDY.
The weekly job board got started because I saw multiple other economic development pages throughout the state and around our areas helping advertise jobs, so I felt that there was a need for us to get that information out regarding jobs that are available in Washington County. I also had individuals coming to me looking for jobs, so I thought it was a good thing to do on both parts.
Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Employers may contact Ryan Kern for more information in posting jobs, and prospective employees can use the service as a lead for open positions.
The reason I chose to do a job of the week is I just thought we would spotlight a job or jobs in an area to try to attract individuals. Instead of weeding something out in a board, you can just have a job of the week, whether it's a teacher, a professional, medical, any of that stuff. So I thought it'd just be a good idea to spotlight those and try and maybe attract somebody from outside of the county to come back to Washington County.
Justin J. Rickers, age 46, of Odell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday at 2 from Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5:30 until 7:30 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Justin Rickers. William Bill Bockery, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley's in charge for Bill Buck.
Thank you for calling Big Tech. your wait time is approximately 25 minutes.
This Valentine's Day, break up with the big guys and fall in love with faster, more reliable internet connection with Blue Valley Technologies. It's okay for things to move fast with symmetrical speeds and no data caps. We'll always be here for you with our 24/7 technical support. If you're looking for a lasting internet connection, call 877-876-1228.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some snow and freezing rain possible today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Rain and snow showers possible overnight tonight, cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s. Easterly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting up to 25. There will be a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Saturday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows just above and below zero. North winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. Staying sunny throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. A slight chance for some snow showers over Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Snow showers become likely throughout the day Monday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid-teens and lower 20s. And more snow Monday night with our lows just above and below zero. And more flurries Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February, 45. Record high on this date, 80. The average low, 22. And the record low, 10 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:20. Sunset this evening at 6:03.
We've got hugs and kisses on our mind today. It's all about X's and O's on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 14th. St. Valentine's Day is the 45th day of the year. Coaching legend Woody Hayes was born on this day in 1913. X's and O's on a card or letter indicate hugs and kisses. But did you know the origin is centuries old? In medieval times, when few people were literate, contracts were not considered legal unless the signer placed a cross after his or her name and kissed it to show sincerity. Eventually, the cross or the letter X came to symbolize a kiss. The same custom is the origin of the phrase sealed with a kiss. The O, an obvious symbol for the shape of a hug, didn't come into popular usage until the late 19th century. Here's hoping you get plenty of X's and O's this Valentine's Day. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more old-time lore at almanac.com.
MHS alumni, don't wait. The Black and Red Social is happening March 29th. If you get your tickets by February 16th, you'll save. Early bird tickets are just $20. After that, they'll go up to $25. Want to sit with your classmates? Reserve a table for 8 for just $200. Enjoy a great meal, music, and an update what's going on with the new alumni board. Get your tickets now. Visit our Facebook page or mail payments to P.O. Box 305, Marysville, Kansas. For questions, contact me, Ben Throm, at 785-713-1780 or message us on Facebook.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Sims back with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update, as we've got a lot of games on the schedule to look ahead to for this upcoming weekend. First, we'll start with the Wildcats of Kansas State women's basketball in action tomorrow at 4 against UCF at home. Men's basketball in action also against BYU. That will tip off at 8 p.m. K-State baseball starts today against Washington, then Coastal Carolina tomorrow. Wichita State softball dropped two games in a row, first against Kentucky 2-0, then Texas A&M 9-1. They'll play San Diego State University tonight, and baseball starts tonight against McNeese State. And their men's basketball team will be in action this Sunday against Memphis at home in Charles Koch Arena at 11 a.m. And lastly, we look to the KU Jayhawks as both softball and baseball get kicked off. Softball is at the St. Mary's Wilson Invitational out in California, and the baseball team will start up a series against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Also, KU men's basketball is in action tomorrow, the trip out to Utah University. That game will tip off at 9 p.m.
Multi-platinum hit maker Justin Moore is coming to Newkirk. This is my daddy, he's my field. And Seven Clams First Council Casino Hotel and Resort. Friday, March 7th, Justin Moore. In concert in an all-ages show. Get your tickets for Justin Moore now at the Players Club or sevenclams.com. Justin Moore, Friday, March 7th. At Seven Clams First Council Casino and Resort, Newkirk, North Highway 77.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell Construction.
Now looking across the nation, some of the news of the sports world includes Castroneves is turning to provisional for the Daytona 500, which is coming up this Sunday. Also, the New York Jets are splitting away from Rodgers, wishing him success in his career. Also, it was USC, the Lady Trojans, lighting up the floor with Juju Watkins, taking down the number one team in women's basketball, UCLA, as they carry on with the upset. And football players are now turning to the courtroom to sue over the Netflix series Last Chance U. It was fairly a quiet night last night across the nation in the world of sports, but on the men's basketball platform, it was Gonzaga taking down San Francisco 88-77. The 14th-ranked Memphis Tigers take down USF 80-65, and Maryland over Nebraska 83-75. In the NBA, it was the Los Angeles Clippers in overtime, downing Utah 120-116. The Timberwolves of Minnesota over OKC 116-101. The Mavericks down the Miami Heat 118-113, and New Orleans in overtime, down Sacramento 140-133. Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update.
For Friday night basketball tips, Marysville hosting Chapman, North Central Kansas League play on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights home to Frankfort, a Twin Valley League tilt on FM 95.5. Hanover will host Donovan West. Axtell entertains Blue Valley. Washington County tips off at Onega. Lynn is at Centralia. Diller O'Dell will host Exeter Milligan Friend, and Southern tips off at Fair Central.
In tonight's final Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week on KNDY FM 95.5, in-county rivals match up as Valley Heights hosts Frankfort. In the boys' contest, first-year head coach Kenny Steinford and the Mustangs will look for a season-defining win against a solid Frankfort squad.
They are very physical, and the first time we played them, they shot lights out. But they're a good team, but I believe that if we come out, we compete, and we can get the ball to go in the hole ourselves, and it's going to be on our home court that we have a good opportunity against them.
On the other sideline, Frankfort is setting themselves up for playoff position, but know the Mustangs present a tough challenge.
We know we're going to have to come out from the tip, and they're going to be a tough physical team that tries to move the ball around and get looks inside with their posts. And, we're going to have to make sure that we communicate defensively, talk about pick and rolls and switches and whatnot to keep people in front of us.
Girls action begins around 6 p.m. with boys to follow. Live coverage on KNDY FM 95.5, online at kndyradio.com or in the free KNDY app. Your home for high school sports coverage is KNDY.
Bouquets of tulips, daffodils, and other spring flowering bulbs brighten our mood and indoor decor. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Maximize your enjoyment with proper selection and care. Choose flowers in tight or unopened buds just starting to show color. Once home, recut the stems on a diagonal, removing about a half an inch. Place in a clean vase filled with warm water and floral preservative. These preservatives feed the flowers and inhibit the growth of bacteria that can shorten the flower's vase life and beauty. Tulips will continue growing after cut. Since they grow toward the light, turning them daily helps encourage more upright growth. Or use a tall vase for extra support, or design an arrangement that takes advantage of this. Don't mix daffodils with other cut flowers. These exude a sap that can clog the water vessels of other flowers and shorten their vase life. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
This week at the Astro 3 Theater, come see the charming and heartwarming family movie Paddington in Peru. It'll be here for at least 2 weeks and is rated PG. We also have the brand new Captain America Brave New World with the new Captain America. So come on in and check that one out. Once again, at least 2 weeks, and it's rated PG-13. However, this is the final week for our horror comedy called Heart Eyes, rated R. It's the perfect movie to come see when you must snuggle up to your loved one during the scary scenes. The Astro 3 Theater in Marysville.
MHS alumni, don't wait. The Black and Red Social is happening March 29th. If you get your tickets by February 16th, you'll save. Early bird tickets are just $20. After that, they'll go up to $25. Want to sit with your classmates? Reserve a table for 8 for just $200. Enjoy a great meal, music, and an update what's going on with the new alumni board. Get your tickets now. Visit our Facebook page or mail payments to P.O. Box 305, Marysville, Kansas. For questions, contact me, Ben Thrum, at 785-713-1780 or message us on Facebook.
Some people like to preserve a piece of the past. What this family did here was preserve an entire town from the past. It's quite a place to experience and learn as you see the actual artifacts from the late 1800s. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Gold was discovered in May of 1863 in what is today the area of Nevada City and Virginia City, Montana. But as Karma Cenarius shares, like many mining towns, their life was relatively short-lived.
It stayed on very active, all these people working here, for about 10 years. Nevada City, though, really the gold strike was very short-lived. It wasn't until probably 1867-68. By the early 1900s, many of the buildings and many of the people had left Nevada City. There were only 5 or 6 people left.
While these towns were destined to be ghost towns, that wasn't their fate, thanks to a family who came here a few decades later.
In the 1940s, Charlie and Sue Bovee came into town. They recreated Nevada City by moving in their collection of buildings from throughout the state of Montana and Yellowstone Park, and they recreated the town with 100 buildings.
Charlie and Sue Bovee did something similar for the other mining town next door.
In Virginia City, they purchased the lower part of town with the historic buildings that are original to their site from 1863 up until 1870, being the active years that they were building there. Today, many of those buildings still stand. And the difference is when Charlie and Sue came in, they restocked many of the buildings up there just so people could see what life was like in an active mining camp.
What is here is something hard to replicate anywhere else.
Today, it's still an incredible collection, one of the largest collections west of the Mississippi of Western history, and truly one of the largest attractions in the state of Montana.
There are some real treasures here, and I'll take you inside next time as we travel the countryside. In Nevada City, Montana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Home Send Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, hey, hey.
Hiya,
a professional. You can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tom and Rob at 353-2210.
Most of us have seen a strange bird in the yard. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Close observation of bird behaviors and characteristics can help you pinpoint the species as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Quite familiar with the usual birds that visit my yard, such as cardinals, finches, and sparrows. But every now and then a strange bird will fly in, and it'll drive me crazy trying to figure out what it is. Steve Dinsmore is an avian ecologist at Iowa State University. He says the best way to identify unknown birds is simply to watch them.
Observe seasonal patterns in birds. Practice field ID. Listen to vocalizations. I identify probably more birds by sound than by sight. And then learn the species habitat associations. There's a lot of correlations with that. A lot of birds are particular to certain types of habitats. And if you understand or get to learn what those are, coupled with some things that you might see or hear, that increases your ability to identify unknown birds.
Look at the bird's physical features and body proportions. Determine if it's sparrow-sized, crow-sized, or larger. Also, consider other details of the bird's appearance. Dinsmore says structure is a more reliable characteristic than color.
Color is useful, and certainly with birds, it plays an important role in identification. But structure is something that varies a lot less. Lots of birds have plumage abnormalities, weird bill colors. There's just lots of variation in color. Structure, on the other hand, varies much less. Things like relative lengths of the bill, shape of the bill, depth, proportions of the wings, things like that are very, very useful.
Seasonal conditions affect when and where you see certain birds, as well as the time of day. Flight pattern is another clue. Most large birds, such as hawks and eagles, soar. Ducks and geese glide between flapping. Hummingbirds hover, and other birds, such as the American goldfinch, fly in a straight line and dip up and down as they flap their wings. Find more tips for bird watching at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A salute to the seniors in the class of 2018 of Valley Heights High School. From the Citizen State Banks, Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, Prairie Valley Vet Clinic, Youngerberg Drug, Blue Valley Telecommunications, Sharp Manufacturing, and Dane's Automotive. Commencement exercise is Saturday at 2. Seniors include Harrison Blasky, Brandy Dalbervolney, Brandy Anek, Cheyenne Field, Alexander Harden, Braden Johnston, Allison Jones, Dalton Joseph, Shay Manley, Nikki McCurdy, Skylar Saunders, Jacob Shue, Kayla Smith, Cheyenne Spinogle, Donald Thompson, Nicole Weir, DeAndra Woodyard, Landon Woodyard, Brian Youngerberg, and Jordan Youngerberg. A salute to the class of 2018 of Valley Heights High School from Youngerberg Drug, Dean's Automotive, Sharp Manufactured, Prairie Valley Vet Clinic, Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, Blue Valley Telecommunications, and the Citizen State Banks.
On this Valentine's Day, I want to talk about love. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. What I have in mind isn't about flowers or a card, as important as those may be. Instead, I'm thinking about the love that's at the center of the Christian faith. Scripture tells us God is love, and the Bible says this divine love lives in us through the Holy Spirit. Now, I believe Christians should be generous givers, but what motivates our giving is crucial. Do we give out of a sense of obligation or out of love? When our generosity flows from divine love, we're acting like God himself. So ask the Lord to help you grow in love. And as your love expands, you'll become more and more like him in your generosity. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
Community Memorial Healthcare. Every day, we make a difference in our patients' lives. Every day, we don't just listen to your physical problems. We become your trusted healthcare partner and advocate. Every day, we lend a hand. Every day, we build a better future. Every day, we want to make our community a healthier place. From emergency care to surgical and cardiovascular care, we strive to deliver everyday care in an extraordinary way. We are Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center salutes the men and women who receive short-term or long-term care due to injuries sustained while serving this country in the military. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Things to consider when contemplating a move into conservation agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. When a farmer decides to adopt conservation ag practices like cover crops and no-till or reduced tillage, the first thing to know is results will not be immediate. Jeff Hatichek is an ag economist at the University of Wisconsin at Madison.
Some of those benefits of building that soil health don't manifest until years down the road. So if you just look in a single snapshot of 1 year, maybe it doesn't pencil out in 1 year, but are you factoring in sort of those long-term benefits?
And says Hatichek, results will vary over time and growing conditions, farm to farm and field to field.
These conservation practices sort of interact with those weather variables in sort of a unique way that generates different expectations for net return based on whether it's a hot year, whether it's a dry year, whether it's a really wet year. And so there's all of these factors that sort of come into play.
Hatichek says growers need to be patient as well as willing to try different things along the way.
You're thinking about like not only my returns this year, but returns in the future. And that makes sense for you as a farmer. I think you have to just experiment and to see how that plays out. Do the experiments yourself because your ground's going to react differently than somebody else's ground.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is Annie Dressman with the Frankfurt FFA, and we've got a big night coming up. Join us Sunday, February 16th. At Frankfurt High School for our FFA service auction, kicking off National FFA Week. We'll start with a delicious meal at 5 p.m. Then at 6 p.m., the auction begins. We have around 35 FFA members ready to donate 8 hours of labor to help with your farm, business, or home projects. It's a great way to support our FFA chapter while getting some extra help. And all proceeds go towards scholarships, leadership events, and FFA activities. So mark your calendars, Sunday, February 16th. Eat at 5, bid at 6, and support your local FFA. See you there.
This is Lauren Trarnick inviting you to the Trarnick Simmental's 50th annual production sale on Sunday, February 16th at our sale facility just west of Wymore. The sale starts at 1 p.m. Selling will be 120 performance-tested Simmental, Sim Angus, Angus, and Red Angus Herd Bull prospects. Give us a call to view the bulls anytime prior to the sale. Check out our Facebook page for more information. Looking forward to seeing you at our sale facility Sunday, February 16th at 1 p.m. Trarnick Simmental's, where quality is bred on, not fed on.
Good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Looking back, while there may not have been a ton of news and information to come from the February crop production and supply and demand forecasts, there were a few nuggets of data mixed in. United States Department of Agriculture Chief Economist Seth Meyer says one of the biggest takeaways has to do with this month's beef production and price forecast.
An increase in beef production for 2025, but also a pretty sharp upward revision, $5.25 a hundredweight increase in steer price for 2025 as we continue to see robust demand. Continue to observe very high, record high fed and feeder cattle prices.
Meyer acknowledged that there were minimal changes in global crop production forecast and commodity balance sheets. However, there was one takeaway that stuck out.
Lower Chinese wheat imports, lower Chinese rice imports, lower Chinese corn imports. Kind of a theme across global balance sheets. One could argue a bit on the supply side, but maybe overall macroeconomic weakness in China part of the story as well.
Again, stating that beef and China has been the biggest takeaways from the February reports was USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer. Now, in other news, the food price index increased 0.4% in January. The food at home index rose 0.5% over the month as four of the six major grocery store food group indexes increased. The indexes for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs rose 1.9% over the month as the index for eggs led the way by rising 15.2%. This was the largest increase in the eggs index since June of 2015 and accounted for about two-thirds of the total monthly food at home increase. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says the fruits and vegetables index fell 0.5% in January. The cereals and bakery products index decreased 0.4% over the month as the breakfast cereal index fell 3.3%. The food away from home index rose 0.2% in January. The index for limited service meals rose 0.3% and the index for full service meals rose 0.1%. Sam Speck with your Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hydraulics are a big component, from tractors to excavators,
from construction to farming.
Call the name that you should know, The Hydraulic Shop. With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335 for The Hydraulic Shop.
It's Roe Angus Annual Production Livestock Sale, February 18th at their new location, 2404 M Lane, just 4 miles north of Jennings, Kansas. Sires include Baldridge Jordan, Bar Dynamic, KCF Bena Exponential, and many more, with 70 bulls including yearling and 18-month-olds, 8 elite open heifers, and 10 commercial bred heifers that'll start calving on March 10th. For more information about Roe Angus Production Sales, call Drake at 785-657-1515. Roe Angus would also like to let you know that if you can't attend the sale, the
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Farmland is valuable, but to a land-hungry developer, it's even more so. Selling marginal farmland for development could be a win-win on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Spot less. Introducing the cleanup for tar spot, gray leaf spot, southern rust, and more. Novel next generation Adastrio fungicide broadens your spectrum and strengthens your residual when it comes to foliar disease control in corn. Visit your FMC retailer or adastrio.ag.fmc.com to clean up this season. Follow 2EE for tar spot management in corn. Valid until 1/31/28. Always read and follow all label directions.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Thinking that it's time to unload some marginal farmland that isn't bringing the profits. Farmers typically buy 80 to 95% of the land that comes up for sale in an area. However, acres that are primarily timber or less tillable could be worth more to a residential or commercial developer than to other farmers, especially if it's close to an urban area. Randy Dickhoot is the Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations with Farmers National Company. He says timing is everything. There has to be the demand from a buyer or developer that needs it. Otherwise, your land isn't worth a higher price. He also recommends taking your time and collecting good information.
Especially when it's going for commercial or development, that's a wholly different segment in buying and selling farmland. So you need good information, whether that's a good broker, a good advisor, or somebody to help guide you through that. So it's higher the value, the more important that good advice is.
He says under the 1031 tax-deferred exchange policy, selling land for development could bring you higher profits in the future.
You could sell 160 acres, for example, for a higher value if it has that development price tag on it, and then turn around and buy maybe 400, 500, 600 acres that they can farm or invest in. So you've taken 160 acres producing income and made it into 400 or 500 acres or more, and so you're going to, you know, double, triple, quadruple your income.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about selling farmland for development at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Lice jumpstart their activity in winter months and become problems for producers by making cattle itchy, which can lead to facility damage and a decrease in average daily gain. K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff shares the two kinds of lice seen on cattle.
There are several different species of lice here in North America that impact cattle. But the two main groups that I like to break it into is we have biting lice and sucking lice. The biting lice, they feed exclusively on the outside of cattle. They feed on the secretions of the skin, the oils and things like that coming out of the hair follicles. So they feed just kind of, they spend their whole lives feeding on the outside of the hide. Now that sucking louse, what they do is they have a piercing mouth part that actually pierces the hide and they suck blood. So while one, feeds on the outside, one actually pierces the hide and feeds on the blood of cattle.
Tarpoff explains how time of year control affects lice populations.
most commonly with a lot of producers, when they bring cattle in, you know, after the summer grazing, they may deworm them with some type of insecticide. That would be some of the avermectin classes, so either they're porons or injectable, which is great. Now, understanding that whenever we pull cattle off a pasture in the summer and we may give some of those products, the lice life cycle has not begun yet to be able to get in that reproductive cycle, so they're still dormant. We can have those actually survive when they don't become active until December, January, February, when we start seeing some of those issues. So even though you might have used an insecticide earlier in the fall, doesn't mean you can't have either reinfection or recent exposure and still have lice issues later in the winter.
He discusses a common lice treatment strategy.
We have a targeted approach where we use some of our insecticide products that are topical, where we're actually going to give these topical products to get good full coverage on those animals. These would be similar to some of our fly control products. They're labeled for lice as well. Many of them are spot on, where we'll give them from the back of the pole of the head all the way to the tail head. And these don't work they're not systemic, but they activate by touch. So that chemical comes in contact with the lice, which they live on the animals, and they spread from animal to animal. So we have to treat everybody if we're going to use those products. We need to make sure we read the label thoroughly.
That was K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff on lice in the winter. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, has rescheduled their special stock John Bred heifer sale, which will be held on Wednesday, February the 19th, starting at 11 a.m. on the cow-calf pairs, bred heifers, and spring calving cows. There will be over 175 cow-calf pairs and mixed consignments. There will be black and red cows, mostly 3 to 6 years old. This sale will feature 50 red Angus cows. There will be 3 to 6 years old with big fall calves by side. There will be 40 black and red cows. They're 3 to 6 years old with October to January calves. First and second calf heifers include over 150 black, red Angus, and Hereford bred heifers. They're for mixed consignments, including 40 black, red, and Charlet 3-year-old cows and 25 red Angus 3-year-olds. They're all bred for early March and April calving. Spring bred cows include over 200, mostly black and red cows. They'll be 3 years to older. They're bred for March and April calves. Also offered will be 3 Angus bulls, 16 months, and 3 years of age. For more information on the special cow sale, to be held Wednesday, February the 19th at the Manhattan Commission Company, starting 11 a.m. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Good Friday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we head closer to the close of this current week of trade, livestock certainly on its way towards a losing day and a losing week. February live cattle down 85 at 198.70. April's down 140 at 195.12. Triple digit losses for the feeder cattle market as well. The March contract down $1.12 at 266.85. April feeders down $1 to 266.97. Into the hogs, we are starting to see some slowing here after a morning of positivity. We see February lean hogs still up a dime at 89.47, but April and beyond all lower, including April hogs down 12 to 92.97. A lot of green in the grains and oil seeds here on the day. In fact, the wheat market having a huge day today. We see Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat all higher. March Kansas City wheat's up 21.25 to 619.5. May up 21.25 to 630.75. March oats up a dime to 341.75. Into the corn market, we see March still up 2.75 to 496.25. May's up 2.75 to 508.75. And the soybeans still higher. March beans up 8.75 at 1038.75. May up 8 at 1055. Soybean meal is up 460 to 297.30. However, soy oil is still down 6 points at 46.19. Cotton still slightly higher as well. March cotton up 14 at 66.97. Down Wall Street, boy, it's been a back and forth kind of day. Not much movement, but for what they are, again, a mostly mixed day of trade. The Dow Jones still down 104 at 44,606. S&P is down a half a point at 6,115, and the NASDAQ back up 34 to 19,980. In the energy markets, we have crude oil up down 51 cents to $70.78 a barrel. Unleaded gas is down a penny at $2.09 a gallon. Heating oil is up 1 cent to $2.46, and natural gas is up 9 at $3.72. Gold's down $43 an ounce at $28.82.80. Silver's up 14 cents to $32.86 per ounce, and the dollar index down 66 at 106.555.
Cattle farmers, are you looking to sell your cattle? Let us help. Here at Double T Livestock in Kingman, Kansas, come to our office and relax, enjoy lunch on us, and watch the Superior Livestock Auction as we help with selling of your cattle. Call Troy today at 620-491-3312 or stop by the office at 805 East D Avenue in Kingman, Kansas to figure out how to get your cattle on the auction. Double T Livestock. We don't want everyone's cattle, just yours.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for 20 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has on trade a couple of Ford F-150 pickups, a 2023 and 2022 model. Their new truck trades. They have a 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 model, a one-owner trade, and a 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT. It's priced right and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, stock traders were in a buying mood headed into the final trading day of the week. The S&P closed up just over 1% Thursday, its best showing in a month. The Nasdaq Composite ended the session 1.5% higher. The Dow Jones gained 343 points to close yesterday at 44,711. TikTok is back in the app stores. Both Google and Apple blocked downloads after the law went into effect requiring that TikTok's Chinese owners sell the platform. But President Trump has put the rule on hold and promised that companies will not face fines if they make the app available. On this Valentine's Day, chocolatiers face an unprecedented challenge with cocoa prices sitting at record highs. Years of bad weather and plant disease in West Africa have hampered cocoa production. In the past 2 years, the cost of making chocolate has surged by more than 167%, according to the U.S. Producer Price Index. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why John Bannister in Marysville focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on. Find out for yourself and put the life back in life insurance. Call on State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.